You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Girl got me woozy, I consumed in jacuzzi. Limb for limb, rescinded and sent with the wind in a scent till it's scent sealed and pinned. Best repent for your flesh and your kennel at the sensing deep in your skin. Limb for limb, rescinded and sent with the wind in a scent till it's scent sealed and pinned. Best repent for your flesh and your kennel at the sensing deep in your skin.
That is Dunes by Theo Gold, who we've got in the studio. Kia ora, Theo, how are you?
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you up here. Also, we're getting some sneaky early spins. Dunes doesn't come out for quite some time. So commit that one to memory, everybody. But we've got another song as well to play later, which will be out very soon, called Gemini. And this is all coming from a new body of work which you have been creating. Tell us what the title of it is.
So the title is Thundering Prince of the Devil, Bony Devil.
That is the most incredible title I've heard in quite some time. Where did that come from? Was it a vibe you were trying to explore? Did you see one? What was the inspiration?
Saw one in the wild. There were a few running titles. That one won out in the end. It was actually a fake Yu-Gi-Oh card that I got way back in the day.
That's so good.
I think it was supposed to be Summon Skull for all the Yu-Gi-Oh fanatics. And I just love the title, and it's kind of like roaring, and it's this big monster, and it fit the vibe.
Yeah. That definitely fits the vibe. Yu-Gi-Oh cards got banned at my school because people were like trading them in class.
Yeah.
And so then people started like Xeroxing them and trying to like do a black market Yu-Gi-Oh thing at lunchtime, and it was like there'd be an assembly like, if you're caught with a Yu-Gi-Oh card, you have to sit on the white line, which was like time out.
The black market was so real for Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And did you play the like flick game where whoever gets closer to the wall gets the cards, and then you've lost your cards.
So stressful.
Ruthless.
So stressful. My brother was big into that game, and it was highs and lows, you know, big time.
Yeah.
We aren't here to just talk about Yu-Gi-Oh, though. This is a really cool project that you've been working on. And how long has this been in the works for you?
On and off, probably about 2 years.
Yeah. Far out. Yeah.
So,
cool.
So the beat for Gemini was the start of the project, essentially, made about 2 years ago, and then it's kind of all wrapped up this year.
And what is the process for you? We were talking about this off air, and you're like, oh, the process isn't very interesting. But I always think the process is fascinating. Where do you start? Is it lyrics? Is it beats? What's the kind of point you kind of enter a song with?
Entering a song is usually music first for me. Usually sample driven, honestly. If not, some kind of synthesizer and a bit of modulation and stuff, and then and then I'll get in there with lyrics after that.
And are you a hardware or a software type of a person?
Software, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. It's that whole project was all Logic Pro, kind of DAW driven, yeah.
Are you a self-taught? I feel like a lot of people are self-taught Logic people. Did you have people who helped you into that space? How did you kind of get into this type of production?
A friend of mine cracked Logic Pro for me, so that in that way they helped me.
That always helps.
self-taught, yeah.
Excellent. The songs that we've just heard, but also that you've kind of put out in the past, they kind of have humour to them. The title of the album sort of would underline that a little bit too, but they're also quite like introspective as well. What's the lyric side of things for you? Where do you go when you're trying to get some inspiration for a song?
Yeah, this project especially was really introspective, probably largely due to the lockdown situation. Everyone probably did a bit of introspection. I don't know, the lyrics come from wherever they come from, and then I try and like mask them as best I can so they're not quite so confronting to like share with people. So like a little bit of imagery and metaphor or whatever, yeah.
I think
a
it's
of
kind
concealment.
Of, yeah, trying to work out how many, not to carry on with terrible card metaphors, but how many of your cards you want to play at once, you know? Do you want people to be like, oh, that's where you're at with your feelings at the moment, you know, when you're putting out a song? I think also when you do a little bit of like confusing the narrative, it helps listeners maybe have their own interpretation of it as well.
Totally.
When you share your tracks, do you have mates that you bounce things around and say, what do you reckon about this? Or are you quite sort of like, I'll go from start to finish till I feel really good about it before I share it with anyone?
Yeah, I'm pretty lonely in my process. Yeah, I think two people have heard these songs that we're playing today. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty special.
Yeah.
When did you sort of feel like this is going to be a full length project that I'm working on here? Was that the start of it? Were you like, this is what I'm going to try and make, or was it a bit more accidental?
After this process, I'm dying to actually be intentional about making it, because this one was the opposite of that. It was, I made a track and I thought this could be a cool single, and then I made another one and I thought they could go together, and I thought about a 3-track EP, and then it just got away from me, and now it's 11 tracks and I'm doing the whole
that's awesome
press junket again.
That is very, very cool. I feel like that is quite often the way, especially over the last 2 years talking to different musicians, it's kind of come about, because either people have been like, right, I need to do something to keep me sane at the moment, so this is what I'm going to make, or people have been like, I need to not think about what's happening and just like play around and see what comes out of it. Was it quite cathartic for you making music across the last 2 years?
Absolutely, yeah. This when I say I try and conceal a lot of the lyrics and the substance, this one probably is the most kind of brutally honest of all the songwriting I've done, and it was super cathartic.
I think there's something quite cool about the music we're getting on this side of where we're at in the pandemic, because a lot of it has been, you know, created over a period of a couple of years now, and we're starting to hear maybe people's reflections on where we were. I mean, we're still in the thick of a global crisis, but we're in a different place. We're not in lockdowns anymore. There's a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
For you, you also DJ, you also play live. What's it been like not being able to do that? And are you looking forward to getting back into that space a bit more?
Yeah, look, absolutely looking forward to that. It's been frustrating, and but you know, I don't worry about it too much, but got a gig coming up soon, so very excited about that.
Awesome. Yeah. Is there a date yet, or is it like a watch the space type of a thing?
There is a date. It's the 18th of August at the Wine Cellar.
Excellent.
Yeah.
A great venue. And that same week you'll be releasing Gemini, which is the next song we're about to have a listen to. What can you tell us about this track, Theo? What were you sort of, I guess, working through or thinking about when you were making this?
Yeah, good question. This was like the duality of Gemini, I think. I'm not actually super clued in on Zodiac, but
you can take what you want from it.
Exactly. I understand the basics of, and it's kind of the duality of like the self-doubt of being an artist, and then also having to have that self-confidence to keep making the music and pursuing it. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's an awesome track. I'm so looking forward to hearing the full thing later in the year. Probably September time, is that when we're looking at? Yeah, awesome. But for now, these are some sneaky previews of some brand new Theo Gold. Thanks for coming in, Theo, and speaking with us about it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It was great.
Such a pleasure. This is Gemini.
Weeks and months, I wake up, I stay up, I do what I want. Whenever, whatever, whatever I want, I might lay in the snow and my Yves Saint Laurent, because she was the one.
season not sober. I need you near closure.
I was a little sick.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.